بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Men and women as human beings are completely equal in Islam. This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, meeting with hundreds of prominent Iranian women in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on January 4th, 2023. There is a verse in the Holy Quran that states, "Indeed, the Muslim men and the Muslim women, the faithful men and the faithful women, the obedient men and the obedient women, the truthful men and the truthful women, the patient men and the patient women, humble men and the humble women, the charitable men and the charitable women, the men who fast and the women who fast, the men who guard their private parts and the women who guard, the men who remember Allah greatly and the women who remember Allah greatly. Allah holds in store for them forgiveness and a great reward." The Holy Quran, chapter 33, ayah 35. This is Islam's view.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Or another ayah, God states, "I do not waste the work of any worker among you, whether male or female." The Holy Quran, chapter 3, ayah 195. There is no difference between them. That is, there is no difference between men and women in terms of human and Islamic values. Islam views men and women as human beings. Neither one is more favored than the other. Of course, the duties of men and women are different, but there is a balance. There is a holy law mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah that states, "And women have rights similar to those of men over them, in accordance with Islamic law." This is mentioned in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, ayah 228. They have the same number of rights over men as men have rights over them. Something belongs to them, and proportionately something else belongs to the other party, which is their duty and responsibility. So when a duty is assigned to someone, they have a right in return for it. For every privilege that is given to the either side, there is a responsibility. There is a complete balance that is about the rights of men and women. Therefore, they do not have the same rights and duties, but it is balanced.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.